Joseph Heller has a new novel that unites several of Western civilization's cultural figures and weaves back and forth in time, ours and theirs. Book critic John Leonard has a review of Picture This.
There's no reason Joe Heller couldn't have made an interesting novel out of the materials of Picture This. But the author of such time bombs and alarm clocks as Catch-22, Something Happened, and Good as Gold, has instead made a mess. Let's suppose that when Rembrandt is painting Aristotle contemplating the bust of Homer, what Aristotle is really thinking about is Rembrandt. The painter seems to the philosopher neither an interesting person nor a nice one, although he has a way with light and shadow and somber tones. Aristotle doesn't like Amsterdam either in the 17th century. It's not much of an improvement on the common and commercial Athens he remembers from the 4th century B.C. Nor will he enjoy 20th century New York when he hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art with a very high price on his head. All those centuries gone by and still nobody's reading his essay on ethics. Whereas Rembrandt thinks about nothing but money. He carries a heavy mortgage. One of his mistresses demands palimony. He is sold his dead wife's grave. His competitor Flink is paid more for a Rembrandt imitation than Rembrandt is paid for an original. Maybe, in fact, the painting we look at in the Met is an imitation instead of an original. Certainly the bust that Aristotle contemplates isn't really Homer, nor, of course, is the man in the picture really Aristotle. Is money the only art? This flim-flam might have worked. If not as a novel, then maybe as a meditation on the counterfeiting of money and art and history, or a monograph on fetishism and surplus value in Western culture. But Heller has looked into a cracker barrel instead of the abyss. He's a bully and a crank. He interrupts Rembrandt and Aristotle to push and shove the reader. If I.F. Stone in his recent polemic, The Trial of Socrates, was hard on Socrates and soft on Athens, Heller is contemptuous of Athens and downright sycophantic about Socrates. Athens, he says, was an anthill of demagogic and reactionary warmongers, bought oracles, inside traders, slaves, and many little Vietnams. Amsterdam in the money-grubbing Golden Age was even worse. In his last novel, God Knows, Heller trashed the Old Testament as a sort of Blazing Saddles Western. In Picture This, he tells us that all of history is greed and violence, and all of art is lying about it. Democracy is fraudulent, and man is vile, and who cares? How odd that the author of Good as Gold, a vivisection of American neoconservatives, should sound here so much like a neoconservative himself. One of those tenured ducks, those Henry R. Luce professors of I'm All Right, Jack, for whom original sin is an excuse for their own shameless enjoyment of power and privilege. Heller does get off some good lines. An endearing feature of Greek wars then, he says, was that people advocating them often died in them. And England was a monarchy and could create an empire. The Dutch were a republic and created only dealerships. And yet, Rembrandt painted pictures that were prettier than Rembrandt, and Athens had ideas that were better than Athens's behavior. And the mystery of this transcendence is what a good book could have been written about.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, and as a columnist for New York Newsday, he reviewed Joseph Heller's new novel, Picture This.